AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits keeps dropping. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Last week's total was the lowest of the pandemic, 498,000 applications for jobless benefits. That's still more than double the usual pre-pandemic level, but the sharp declines signal the job market is getting stronger as virus restrictions are lifted and businesses reopen. Analysts predict tomorrow's monthly jobs report will show the economy added nearly a million jobs last month, similar to March's total. The recovery, though, is happening so fast that many companies, especially restaurants, cannot find enough applicants to fill available spots. Others are boosting pay to attract more people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a sweeping elections bill into law.
I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect.
So there you go.
Bill is signed.
It would place guardrails against voter fraud, even as they acknowledge there were no serious signs of voter irregularities last November. Democrats and voter rights advocates in Florida say the partisan move will make it harder for some voters to cast ballots. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken met with top Ukrainian officials in Kyiv and affirmed Washington's support for the country in the wake of heightened tensions with Russia, fueled by its recent troop buildup. Police near Houston say one woman died. Several other people were injured early this morning when a driver struck a group of people in a parking lot of a restaurant following a reported fight. An appeals court is hearing arguments about the constitutionality of North Carolina's ban on abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. Abortion providers sued over the ban. Wall Street stocks open mostly lower. This is AP News. Acknowledging past racist policies, the city of Evanston, Illinois, is giving eligible black residents $25,000 housing grants for down payments, repairs, or existing mortgages this year. Alderwoman Robin Sue Simmons introduced the plan.
We're very segregated racially, and that is historic, it is systemic, it's structural, and it is intentional. Anti-black practices that have carried on, although they've been outlawed, they've carried on today.
Fellow Alderwoman Cicely Fleming doesn't like the way it's being done.
Just really fell super flat to me, and in some ways was a little bit offensive, because we're essentially saying we realize we harmed you, we want to address that harm, but we're going to do that by benefiting the banks.
Last summer's reckoning over racial injustice revived interest in reparations in communities across the country. Federal legislation for a commission has also gained traction. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.